We're here with Francis Roncourt, the Directeur Général of the Tour de Beauce. Francis, congratulations on completing another Tour de Beauce with a very exciting final stage. Tell us how it went from your point of view as a race director.
Well, thank you for your comment. First, it was really a great race. We had a big battle until the end of the race, so for the sport, it was great, a great show in the last stage in St. George, so we're very glad at the end of the race. It was very, very hard, though, to get everything together, especially this year. It's always hard with sponsors and everything, but once we get going, I think we can have a nice event and have the team racing and do their best.
Well, everything went off without a hitch, as they say. I imagine, though, behind the scenes, there's a lot that went on.
There sure was. Like, this year there was the new time trial on the highway. At the beginning, we thought, like, that's easy. This highway is not going anywhere, so we're going to close it, and the alternate road is there. But it was like that on paper, but we had from the Department of Transportation, we had an agreement, but we had to have a plan with engineers, and we have the city to put everything in place to do the work. So it went good, but not a work. And the same thing for the criteria. We didn't do it for, I think, four or five years now, and like we were used to have this course, but the course changed. The city reorganized the road, so we had to work differently. But it was okay. And the same with the rules. We had a derogation to have the criterium, and it wasn't easy. But I think everybody was glad. The chief commissioner was, and there was a good show for the folks in town.
Well, you were able to bring back the crit, and I know a lot of people were happy about that. And speaking of the time trial course, I mean, that's probably the nicest roads that these guys are ever going to ride on in a time trial course.
Yeah, and the road was completely closed. That's really something for the riders. You don't have to worry about any cars or anything on the road. And we have the same course for the national next week. So
yes,
it'll be nice there too.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So tell us a little bit about how you were able to bring the crit back.
Oh, that's a long story. Just after we UCI said, I think it's in 2009 or something, they said, guys, that's enough. If you still have a crit, you lose your sanction.
Okay.
We didn't get the crit in 2010, but we started to negotiation with UCI and Cycling Canada to get everything together. And we met people from UCI at the Paracycling World Cup in Baie-Comeau, I think 3 or 4 years ago. We talked about that. They were open to have the crit back, but the main concern with them is they want the riders to ride the whole distances. So
okay.
Crit, when you have a puncture or something, you get a free lap. And they you don't do the distance, so that was a problem. And how do you finish the criterium stage two when if there's a breakaway who left the field? So who's finishing and when are they finishing and is everybody doing the distance? So
yeah, there's a lot of things to consider.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
You know that in a stage race you have to the whole distance.
Yeah. So how did you resolve this?
Oh, we work with a lot of people from Cycling Canada and UCI and from US Cycling too to get the rules going on, and I think we have something this year. Like the rule is not perfect, but with some upgrade, it will be fine. So the chief was there and he had his recommendation, but I think we're okay for next year. We will ask for another derogation, and then I think like in 2 or 3 years, it should be allowed to have a crit in a stage race.
That's absolutely great. How long have you been the race director now?
Oh, I started at the Tour de Rose in 2003 as a volunteer.
Okay.
And I had a small business, which I sold a part of the business then in 2002. And I went back ride my bike with the guys here in St. George, and they said, "Oh, you're going to give us a hand at Tour de Rose." Then they elected me on the board, and in at the end of 2004, for different reasons, we have a small office with 2 or 3 people there at part time, and people went away, most of them for different reasons. So I said I had some time, I will go there and take the phone and the mail, and I'm still there, and I learned a lot, like. With people there, Major Tremblay and other guys who are giving a good hand. So in the past years, I got the title, but there's a lot of people working on this. Like I can be the race director, but I'm not doing it alone, not at all.
I can imagine, but
yeah.
Are there any years that stand out for you since you've been race director?
It's hard to say. Every year there's always something going on, and when you get the whole thing closed, it's always the hardest one. Everything.
Okay.
But I think we're getting with the like a good feel and nice courses, and every year it's always lots of work. Like going to Mont-Mégantic is something. Mm-hmm. Last year, like the guy from Mont-Mégantic called me in November. He said you can go to Mont-Mégantic this year. It's we're doing the road, so it's all under construction. So I said, "Why?" So three weeks after, we said we're gonna go to Mont Saint-Joseph, which is just beside. And last year was a great finish on Mont Saint-Joseph, so we wanted to go back there this year, but the road is under construction there, so maybe next year we'll go to Mont Saint-Joseph.
So there seems to always be something to overcome.
Yeah, there's always something. Mm-hmm. And that's all the big issue with the Quebec police, which is coming in. Like this year it's okay, but I don't know next year. They're going to ask us to pay for the bill, which is a lot of money.
Okay.
So we're still working on this. Maybe with some events we'll go through with this, but we don't know yet.
So it seems like it's a year-round project.
Yeah, it sure is. With the nationals too and popular events, it's a long year project and lots of work, not many people to do it.
Well, how many people does the Tour de Beauce actually involve?
We have a council of 11 people, which are work like they meet like one or twice a month, and we have some good volunteers, like maybe 25 or 30 people, which are always there to do the work on the field, and then there's maybe 500 volunteers for road closers and everything. So it's a lot of people.
Well, I have to say, you guys do a magnificent job, down to the smallest detail. It was great. Now, there's some other big races in Canada these days. There's the Tour of Alberta. There's, you know, the World Tour races.
I'm doing Quebec and Montreal.
Yeah. Do you find these events help both to continue to do better?
Yeah, I think they do. It makes the interest for cycling grow, so it's good for everybody. And it, like we are helping them too. We people are coming here to get experience. Commissaires get experience. Moto drivers, etc. So I think we both have a deal together, and we have to. You know, there's room for development races like we are, and big racers like the World Tour. Like, there's room for everybody in there.
Oh, for sure, and I think they complement each other. And this year in Beauce, I think everyone gained from the experience of having the Spanish team there. That was, really a pro team, and you know, in every way. And I think it just makes the caliber so much better, and the riders that are there gain so much experience from this.
Yeah, I think they do, and that's the purpose of this race. This race, we are a development race, so that's the purpose. We have club teams and continental and pro-continental teams, so we're, I think, right in the mission.
Now, every race, I guess, has challenges, and the Tour de Beauce has prevailed as we just finished 30 years. Tell us what you think the secret of your success is.
I think it's the people here that they are very passionate for the event, and they're not. Nobody comes from the. Not many people come from the cycling community, but they get in touch and they saw races and they say, "Hey, that's something, and I want to work with this." And there's like those people, they come around and they want the event to go further. So I think it's the people, the main thing, to have the race stay together. I think we are the only race in North America going on for without interruption for so many years. We're very proud of this.
Oh, it's something to be proud of, because it's a big event.
Yeah.
Involving a lot of people. It must be very hard to coordinate all these people also coming from Europe and everything. But it's done to perfection. You know, congratulations on that.
You're very kind.
Well, I was there, and I saw it firsthand, and I mean, it's quite the machine. So chapeau to everyone behind the scenes, and you know, and you're the director managing everything, so it's something to be proud of for sure. Now, we hear that Beauce also puts on a run.
Yeah, we call it the Beauce Run in October.
Okay.
Our third edition this fall, with all the distances, the marathon, the half marathon, 10 okay. K's, 5 K's, 2 K's for the kids. So it's a nice event in October. And we also have two Grand Fondos, one in Lac Mégantic in September and one here just before Toba Boats.
Okay.
And we get the Nationals, and we have the Quebec Championship for the Espoir categories.
Mm-hmm.
And we also work with Louis Garneau for his Grand Fondo in August. So I think we have 22 days of event this year, so it's a long summer.
Are there any future plans that you can share with us?
Oh my God, we are working on this. So we would like to have a winter event here. Snow is not always there, so there's a lot of snow, and sometimes no snow at all. So we're thinking maybe of another event. In cycling, we sure will be involved in many other events, but I don't know. For now, we're talking of maybe another event. It's like Mégantic, like maybe a provincial or national race when the downtown construction is finished. We were talking of this, and I don't know. We're working on the event for the summer, and that's we could have this conversation in September. It would be better.
Well, you know what? It sounds good. Thank you for spending time with us, and congratulations on a job very well done.
Okay, thank you for the kind words.